Hello, creators. Welcome back to another episode of Conscious Creation. Thank you so much for joining me here. I'm so excited to create this episode and to be with you here now. So today I want to kind of do a part two to choices and get more into the intuitive stance of choices. And to go ahead and just dive right in, when it comes to making choices, especially in an intuitive state, it always comes down to being here now. It comes down to presence. It comes down to, when it comes to presence, presence is a feeling. It's diving into the full experience of what you're experiencing in each moment, meaning your emotions, what you see, how you feel, on a physical way, what you hear, taste, what are you experiencing? And tune into all of it and recognize all of it. So much we spend our lives in our heads, trying to figure things out or thinking about something, or say you're walking to your car or something. Are you present then? Or are you thinking of where you're going to have to go and how you're going to get there and what turns you should make? Or are you thinking of the anxieties of the past or whatever it may be? Or are you in here? Are you here now? Literally experiencing the feelings of what it feels like to walk to your car. Maybe the excitement of where you're going. Maybe a piece of being exactly where you need to be and moving at a slower pace at that point. It's all about really tuning into, what are you literally experiencing? I feel like the spiritual community and just in general, when it says live in the now, live in your present moment, it seems very out there, very airy, very how do I get there type of energy, and or just I don't know how. All it is you just tuning into what is, what are you experiencing right now? Feeling into your breath. And so when it comes to making decisions and choices out of that intuition, you're going to find that it's much, the only way to get there is by being present, being in your heart. What does your heart feel? If you are sitting debating on doing something, tune into your heart. Tune into how, if I were to make this decision right now, how would I feel? And if excitement arises within you, or do it. If excitement doesn't arise and it's some other feeling of I don't feel like doing that, or a feeling of resistance or anything like that, then don't do it. Even if and some people are probably thinking well, sometimes I have to do things. Sometimes I have to do this. Sometimes this is something that I have to do. No. Just flat out no. You do not have to do anything. Actually. You just have told yourself and society has told yourself that you have to do certain things. No. Just no. I could elaborate, but just no. Because you're just giving into, I'm not even going to go into that. Anyways, so coming from that place, and I had this experience the other day where, because I've been really tuning in more deeply into my intuition. And so the other day I was going throughout my day trying to just make every decision in every moment based off of what felt good in the moment and what I felt I should do. And I realized that, I'll just tell you the story first. I had a lot of resistance. I'll just tell you what I was doing. So I was going to go play volleyball and I was really excited. I was like, oh yeah, I'm going to go play volleyball. And it wasn't too bad outside. It was a little rainy where I was, but it's about 25 minutes away. So I was like, it might not be raining there. So I go and they cancel. And so I'm like, okay, this is meant to happen. What's next? And I got this urge or this feeling, to go to a rooftop bar and just hang out. And so I went downtown and, ended up just following other things, and just I went on this like path of like just trying to follow my intuition, and I kept like bumping into resistance, and like I wanted to like get a drink and sit outside. That's really just all I wanted to do, and I went into this like a restaurant, and I asked them if I could, and they were like, no, sorry, like you have to sit at the bar if you want to just get a drink. And I was like, ugh, just like resistance. And then I went to randomly a tattoo parlor, and literally had no intentions of like getting anything, but like if it were to happen, it were to happen. And I went in, piercing lady was gone, and I was gonna like thinking about doing that, or tattoos, like no one could do them at the time, or like whatever. And so I got resistance there too, and I sat outside afterwards. I was like, what the hell, like why I feel like I'm following my intuition in each moment, but I keep coming and like hitting resistance of like the things that I want to happen aren't happening. Like, what's happening right now? Like, I feel like I'm following my intuition and I just keep like hitting brick walls. And I realize that my own expectations and my own ideas and control of what I wanted to do were the thing inhibiting me and was the block. Like when I walked into that restaurant and he said, well, you can't sit out here, but you can go sit at the bar. Like my expectation and my desire at the moment was what I wanted to do was to sit outside. And so instead of just like getting a table maybe and ordering food instead, I resisted it and I kind of fought it. And this happens a lot in our lives. Like we make decisions and then instead of just being open to whatever that decision may lead to, we hold like the expectation of what we wanted the decision to be, instead of just what ends up happening. And so really just like being open, like no matter what that next step is, like you made the choice in the right direction. And that's another thing, like I also realized that day that like I was in my head more. I was trying to analyze, I was trying to figure out where to go, I was trying to I was up in my head, and I like realize that to be in your intuition is to be out of your head, is to be in your heart. Because I realize that intuition is, it's not, it can be a thought, but I realize that it's a feeling that happens within you that will trigger a certain thought. Like say the other day I woke up and I was like, oh my gosh, like I just had this feeling of like going out and going on a hike at this beautiful place, like probably an hour away from my house. And it was a feeling. I didn't even really have the thought of like, oh, I should go over here and go over to Hanging Rock. No, it was just a feeling. And I got like three or four words came into my mind of in like an image of the place I wanted to go to. But it occurred and was triggered from the feeling. And right after that, I was like, well, it's too far. I don't really have the gas money to be doing that, blah, 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 this and that. And so I dissed it off. And then like 30, like maybe 20 minutes later, I was like, hold on. Like earlier I had this, I really wanted to go on a hike. And like, what am I doing? I should go do it. If I had the feeling, like that intuitive hit. And so I went and had literally the most incredible time. But I realized that the intuition is a feeling that you receive from a higher version of yourself. It's like, it's energy, because energy is like, it's energy. Everything is made of energy. So when you're coming, like when you're communicating with other, like higher versions of yourself or other entities or other, whatever it may be, you're tuning into an energy and you're receiving an energy that is like, oh, Kaden, you should go do this. Or whoever you are, you should go do this. So recognize that and don't try and analyze. I've had so much resistance with following my intuition and trusting my intuition and really being there because of judgment and because of trying to see like, well, was this the right choice I was supposed to make? Well, should I have done this instead? And recognize like, it doesn't matter anyways. Like, as soon as you've made a decision, you are in a completely new moment that decision has no grasp on what you do now. So even if that decision, even if that like choice that you made wasn't like you were wanting to get from A to B and it was taking you to C, like if you need to get back on track, you get back on track, but recognize that maybe you got off track for a second to avoid something or to attune to something, or like you don't know. And our mind wants to know, but we will never know why our intuition intuits. We will never know why our intuition intuits. It's just, you just gotta trust it. You just gotta trust your heart, trust your feelings within you. And if, like, even if you feel something and it turns out to be quote unquote bad, like, just let go and go to the next moment. Realize that nothing of your past, nothing of the past 5 minutes that you had done, have any hold on what you do now. Like, this moment is completely new for you to make a different choice. And if you feel like you should make a different choice, make a different choice. Don't judge and try, like, when you start judging the intuitive, like, the choices that you've made, you're just choosing to perpetuate the negativity of doing it. You know, like, it's, there's no productivity around it. It's not productive at all, honestly. So be with that. Be open to that. And another thing I want to talk about, since we're about, I wanted to make this about 20 minutes, so like halfway through, was, guys, like from personal experience and from like truly feeling so aligned in my life right now, you have got to make choices to get you on your path. You have dreams. You have things that you want to do in your life. You have places you want to go, people you want to meet that you don't even know you want to meet yet. You have an extraordinary life ahead of you. And you have the choice of making the decision to live that life. Or you can live a life of staying in your comfort zone and working a 9-to-5 job and whatever it may be for you. Like, you have the option to stay in the life that you have right now. And it's not good or bad. It's not right or wrong. It's just a preference. And so I want to emphasize today to you the power of dedication. The power of realizing, like, I have the choice. I am the one that gets to create this for myself in a co-creation with the universe. I am the one, if I want to step up, if I want these things to happen in my life, I have to take the initial steps to get me there. I'll just give you an example in my life. Examples. I want to live on my bus. I want to go travel. I want to live in the highest version of my life. Truly, truly. And I was talking to my parents, and I sat there when I was talking to them, and this was in the last episode too. Like, I said to them, like, I want this so bad. And that fire, like, that sparked something within me of like, if I want it so bad, then I am going to dedicate my life to it. I'm going to step out of my comfort zone. I'm going to make the choices and make the decisions right here, right now to get me where I want to go. And so I moved into my bus. Like, I'm not driving anywhere, but I'm sleeping in here every night. I'm training Zeppelin in here. And like, I realize that when you can make those decisions that are in the pathway and in the direction of those desires, you are molding your energy to fit it more. Like, literally right before I was gonna record this, I came across a TikTok from this guy named Sam, and I think he listens to my podcast, so hey Sam, if you're listening. And it resonated so deeply with like my own wisdom that I'm like integrating right now about how He used the analogy of a key and a lock, which I thought was great. I didn't think about that, where the lock is your dream reality and you're the key. And so you can't fit into the lock if you are not the right key. You cannot, if you're not energetically in the same vibration of that desire dream that you have, you will not fit it. It cannot come into your life. And so you have to make the decisions. You have to mold yourself. You have to mold your experience and your feelings around you and create change from the inside and do things differently that are in that direction and mold that key into the key that's going to fit into your dream lock. And I want to emphasize too, because this is something that like really hit me and something I avoided for a while too. When you stay in your comfort zone, a lot of the times, like when we do have dreams and stuff, we have those things of like, once this happens, then I'm gonna make this big change in my life. Once I get this, then I'm gonna do this. Once, like, just say for example, for me, like one of mine was like, once I am about to leave with my bus, I'm gonna shave my head just because I want to and to start new. And everything. I was like, but I'm gonna do it once I'm about to leave. And like moving into my bus too, whatever. So like moving into my bus was another one, because it's like I'll live in my bus once I get on the road. No. Anyways, so we get these intuitive hits within our experience, and we have these things of like the once this happens, then I'll do this. Once I get here, then I'll make this decision in my life. Once I start making money on this creative endeavor that I'm doing, then I'll quit my job. And that's conditioning. That's like a condition that you're putting on your experience. Anyways, so recognize that that thing that you like, me shaving my head, I'll just use that as the example for this. So me shaving my head was an intuitive hit, and from my higher self saying, "Hey, Caden, once you make this choice, once you make this decision to do this, you will open up and mold the key to fit into your dream life so much easier." And like, one way that a great teacher of mine says, his name, it's his, he is Adam Roa. Wow. He talks about like, say there's an infinite amount of realities out there, but say that there's 100, just for this example, okay? And there's 100 different realities where your dream comes true, okay? And in 70 of those possibilities and those realities, I have a shaved head. And in 30 of them, I don't shave my head yet. And so by me making the choice to shave my head, I opened up 70% of the realities out there where I do obtain my dreams. And so those intuitive hits that you get of, I'll do this once I blank, no, do it now, because it's your intuition, it's your higher self saying, hey, like if you do this, you will open up so many more possibilities for your dreams to come true, for your dream reality to hit in. For it, like the possibility of things to happen, like it's an energy thing. So when you make that energetic shift, when you make those choices in that direction, you are molding your energy to match more to that dream. And the thing is, you don't even have to really know what is a right and wrong choice to your dream. Like you will intuitively know, and your intention is powerful. Because I could have just shaved my head and said like, oh, I'm just gonna shave my head, bah ha ha, like done with the old, eh. I really sat with it, and I sat with my intentions. I wrote them out, and I really integrated them and embodied them through the process of shaving my head as well. Of like, this is for me to start fresh, to let the like old energy of the past to get off my shoulders. For me to really enter into this new reality, into my dream reality, and setting that intention through the choices that you're making is going to be very powerful and to really help you like get there. Because it doesn't really matter what you do, it matters how you do it and the intention that you have behind it. So really set in those intentions for how you want to live your life and do those things. Like, find the drive, find the desire, find the passion, find the dedication to go out and change your life. And you can hear the passion in my voice because I'm channeling that energy within me. Like, go freaking do it, dude. Gal, non-binary, queen, king, who, whatever. Go do it. Go live your dream life and make the choices to live it. Because you have the ability to step out of your comfort zone. And that's another thing. Like, recognize where... I didn't even realize for a while that I had a fear of moving into my bus. And I have AC in my house. I have a comfortable bed in my house. Like, in my parents' house that I was comfortable in. And I recognized, like, oh, shit. Like, it's uncomfortable for me to, like, go out and live in my bus right now. But I'm going to do it anyways. I'm going to step out of my comfort zone. And each night I've realized, like, I sleep better. I feel more comfortable in here. It feels more as home to me and not just, like, a project that I'm working on. I feel more connected and aligned to this dream reality of mine. And that's it. Make those decisions. Recognize where you fear change, where you fear making new choices that are aligned with where you want to go in your life. I had another fear. The big fear that I really recognized, that I was terrified of actually leaving. I was terrified of getting on the road. And, like, even just through talking through this, like, I recognize that me living in the bus and me being comfortable in the bus now, like, that is helping with that fear. And that is me stepping out of my comfort zone and really facing that fear of, like, sleeping in the bus and going out on the road. Because there's going to be fear that you cross when you are, like, following your heart and following your passions. And that's good. That shows you that you are expanding and evolving and becoming a greater version of yourself and unlocking new realities and dreams within your life. So that is it for this episode of Conscious Creation. Thank you so much for listening. It truly means the world to me. And you made the conscious choice to be here, and I am very grateful for that. And I hope you're grateful for that too. And really find that power, find that drive, find that passion, find that dedication to your life, to your dreams, to your goals, because they're here. They are, like, they exist. All you have to do is just step into the reality that they exist in through making choices aligned to it. So take all that, however it resonates with your life, and make those decisions. Let go of the fear. Fear is, like, it's not real. It's made up. Literally. Like, our fears, even though they're valid, I'm not, like, saying that fear is not valid. Even though our fear is valid, it is also made up in our mind. So that means that you are more powerful than it. Fear is a three-dimensional and lower vibration, and you are of a higher dimension than this 3D, meaning that you are so much more powerful than the fear that is holding you back. I'm saying that again. You are so much more powerful than the fear that is holding you back. So break through and dedicate yourself to your dreams. I love you so much, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. Bye, creators.